Jeff. All right, everyone. Thank you for being here. It is 1 o'clock, and I'm calling this February 12, 2026 Library Board meeting to order. And we do have a quorum with five people. Public comment. Let's see.
We have no one signed up to speak.
No one?
That's your name.
That's a first. Okay. Approval of the previous meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes?
So moved.
You have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
On the second page of the minutes, second paragraph says, Carol pointed out the similarity of this policy, public school procedures on challenge books, and to the state policy. At that time, I also pointed out that we are not a public school and that we have different rules and procedures in place, and rightfully so. I'd like to have that added to that part of the minutes, please.
I can flip this over. Okay. And I also, there's something else I just noted that needs to be changed.
Okay.
Okay, so Terry, after that, just a mention that...
Just that I pointed out that we're not a public school, and our policies don't need to follow public school policies.
Is it okay if I just mention that Terry pointed out the dissimilarities of public schools and public libraries?
That's fine.
And I think, Julie, this is something that you had already pointed out, and it did not get added. If I'm not mistaken, attending board members, I need to add Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let me make those two corrections, and then I will get those to Julie to post.
Okay. So with those two corrections, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, that passes. Let's see. I guess we're already down to the reports. Director?
I've included the monthly statistics, and you'll see we're chugging along comparatively higher than last year, and circulation to door count would be the one thing that I would like to point out, and that's especially important since we've closed Rock Hill's doors, so it's good to see that people are still coming.
Yeah.
Those were really of note, so if you have any questions for me, ask me. Otherwise, I want to give you an update on the electrical upgrade itself.
Okay.
And we're moving along swimmingly, but we do have some obstacles that have come up. I'll do the swimmingly first. The security cameras and Wi-Fi have been reinstalled, and the speakers are going in this week. In the next couple of weeks, paint is going up. Our circulation countertop is being replaced. We've got Comporium coming up and setting up our fire, our fire panels. And we'll be doing some carpet cleaning upstairs on the second floor, because that's pretty much going to be done in the next week. So all the ceilings are back in. And then we will install the study rooms that we are putting up there. It's sort of some cubicle furniture, but glass walls. And so we're excited about that. But let me tell you about the obstacles. The obstacles are two things. Customized lights. And Martin, jump in if I forget something, if you don't mind.
Yeah, totally.
The custom lights that they ordered to go in the lobby circulation area are not due to come in until February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But February 27th could come, and those lights might not be there. So when the lights get there, they want 2 weeks to do their work. In addition, the second obstacle is it's internal parts of the breaker panel that they need to replace. And we don't have word yet on when that equipment will come in. So those are some current obstacles. We're still keeping our eye on, a March, April opening. Yes, those are the big things.
Great.
Okay, so the breaker panel has some internal parts that need to be
replaced.
Installed, is that the right word? Is that the word you
mean? Well, replaced and installed, either, whatever you'd like to say.
May I ask a question about something that I like here that we don't have, Mr. Chair. I really like the automatic door opening for people who have hands full of books. Will that be in Rock Hill?
No.
Okay.
It will be the automatic door.
Okay. That's
it slides.
And the fact that we don't have any way to drop off books here without getting out of the car. We don't have a drive-through drop-off. Is that ever going to be added here?
It would be very difficult because of the egress, the only available egress.
Yeah, we'd have to take parking spaces away.
Should we put that in the survey that we ask people?
Yeah,
are you willing, if you live
out.
In Fort Mill, are you willing to give up a parking spot? Yeah, it's that's a tough one. We get asked that a lot by patrons. It would be great.
I thought I was the first.
Yeah.
Well, but it's in the survey, too, and we talked about it. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Okay.
Good questions. Thank you. That's all I have, unless you have questions for me.
All right, very good. Well, let's see, our treasurer, Dennis, is not here today, but...
You got me instead.
Okay, go for it, Pam. Go for it.
So you have two reports since we didn't have a meeting last month. It's probably best to look at the report ended January 31st of 2026. Income is trucking along above projection, which is nice. One little quirk we noticed today, it looks like the state aid appropriations, we actually got $644 more than we originally thought we were getting, so they must have changed something after we had approved the budget. So I'm kind of looking into that to see what's going on, but we do have all of our state funding in-house now for the year. Expenditures are doing well within parameters of where they're expected to be at this point in the year. Our periodical spending is showing as, you know, 46% of outside of the budget range, but that's because we had that big renewal earlier in the year. We have very little expenditures for the rest of the year on that. And the same thing with bindings. We had a binding project and probably won't have much else this fiscal year in bindings. But everything else is well within the budget. Are there any questions?
Very good, Beth.
Thank you.
Good. Standing committees, strategic planning committee.
The strategic planning committee, would this be a good time to distribute the surveys, you think?
Okay, I guess so, yeah. I hope I printed enough. I printed enough thinking we're having a separate meeting.
If you just want to send two down here, I don't have to take one.
Okay.
One to Tim and one to Tim.
Does that give you a couple?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll just be glad to talk about it. We have spent two different meetings looking at the survey, and we've made several changes, revisions that Martin has very graciously worked on for us. So we are not meeting today, strategic plan, but I'm going to get with Julie, and I will talk with Terry and Laura about the most convenient day for us to come back and talk about this and how it will be distributed. Hopefully, we can do that one day next week. But if you'll take the survey, look at it, just see how much work has gone into this, and I'm mainly pointing at Martin because he was the kind of the go-to person for this. He took it on and utilized a lot of information from other libraries who have done this in order to survey their communities. So if you see anything that you would like to add in here, like, do you want to give up a parking space for a book drop? that could be noted. But a lot of this is for people who do use the library, and he has a link that for folks who would begin doing this and then not really be library patrons, they would be taken to a different page. So keep that in mind as you go through, that a lot of this is on... at page 3. So have you used the library in the past year? Depending on your answer, you would be taken to the next page or to why don't you use the library on a different
that's much further down.
Much farther down. So anyway, I won't, we won't go through this right now, but I would ask you to please look over that and send me some feedback by hopefully the beginning of the coming week So if there is anything that we need to address before we meet again, Strategic Planning Committee, we will have that.
And if you notice any typos, just let me know. Okay. Sometimes it's all blurred together. So.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Policy Committee, the chair is not here. But, let's see, unfinished business, we have none, so we'll just jump right into new business, which has a lot to do with the Policy Committee. And I'm going to open the floor to Susan, who is on the Policy Committee.
Okay, so at the last meeting, we went over the collection policy. We would like to make an addition to the collection policy, so I move that the board approve the addition of the Appendix 3 that Julie had given each of us now to be added to the collection policy. It is a board-approved review and recommendation sources. It is different than the one she sent out, so if you look at it closely, two that we decided to remove from the list were not removed on the original one that she sent you, so we removed them now. So I move that we approve this board-approved recommendation sources of the collection policy.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I've got some questions. Which thing should I be looking at here?
Okay.
Not the library card policy.
You don't have to see this one.
The top one.
See this one, Terry?
Table of contents. And I agree under the table of contents, you should board approve review and recommendation sources.
Yes.
All right.
Is it the collection
developed
policy?
All right. Okay, the only changes we're looking at here are the Appendix 3, the board approved review and recommendation?
Yes.
I don't have an objection necessarily. I'm just sort of curious how we ended up adding, for instance, the Cato Institute. Why would that be on there? Do they review books, public library books?
They review books. And we just wanted to give the librarians a larger resource than they have, recommendations. They don't have to use them. I think what actually happens is they actually have to use three review processes.
The standard is to pick three. We'll try to read everything that comes through that we can. We've got, you know, we have magazines that come in. But when we're looking to select, we always choose three different sources.
Right. So this was just to widen the sources.
We're not, this is no way meant to be exclusive. In other words, that they can only go to these sources to find reviews of books?
There's 50-something sources. There's 50-something sources on this list. We did remove book list and book list editor choice because of their association with the ALA, which State Library has pulled away from it, and we have been pulling away from it, so that we did remove them. But otherwise, these are all books that had already reviewed sources that you'd already had, and then we added some extras.
But basically, in real life, the process is that the people who are selecting books are looking for a lot narrower group of sources, correct?
No. I don't know what you mean.
Are we giving the impression that they're going to look at all, check books of all these sources?
No.
No, that's not going to be the impression. That's just, we didn't have it, we didn't add it to the policy, and they should know what sources are available that they can look at that are approved by the board. And we wanted to give them a wide variety of sources.
When we say looking approved by the board, if I'm a librarian and I Google a book, because I've heard this is a popular book, and it comes up, the book review is somewhere not listed on this list, are we saying they're not allowed to read that review?
No, but I doubt that would happen when you look at the list of these books.
Well, I don't know that.
It doesn't seem like much of a possibility.
All right.
I mean, between Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and then all the ones that are Chicago Public Libraries, Teen's Best Books, New York Public Library's Best Books, New York Times, Kirkus, you know, there's...
Right.
I would think of...
I don't understand the point. The point of this, it to me, is useless. We're not going to interrogate our librarians as, where did you find out about this book?
No, this is nothing. We're not telling them which ones they have to use. We're telling them these are ones that are available that we approve of. When we did the original looking at library the policy, let's find it again. You know, people were upset about the idea that rated books was in there. And that was just to give them, again, another place to look. So we figured we would expand and include resources that they've always used, so that it's there in our policy. So they know that there's an expansive look, places they can look at.
But they can basically look anywhere they want to find reviews. There's no restrictive.
No, it doesn't say. Just these are the ones that are approved and recommended.
Julie, how many of these were on the list prior to the from the old collection policy?
Do you remember how many got added? Was it maybe 9 or 10?
So the majority of these were on the...
Yes.
Okay.
They were all on the list before.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So nothing's really changed on that.
No.
Just
let me ask you this question. A librarian recommends a book. Does that librarian report where they read the review?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
One nay. All right, we got that one. B would be approval of updated circulation policy. Susan, I'm sorry, you're the only one from the policy committee.
I move that the board approve the updated circulation policy.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I got a couple questions. It says requires a $35 annual loan fee. Mm-hmm. Is that... Have we had a free previously?
Yes.
It was 25. They asked if we could increase
it. Okay, all right. Just out of curiosity, I know a number of our patrons also use nearby library systems, mm-hmm. Lancaster, Gaffney, okay. Mecklenburg. Do those libraries have a similar fee?
Okay. The fees will differ. Where the fees are generated, for example, in Charlotte, it's a percentage of the tax that the property owners, and so that's how they figure it. We can't really do that because the mill is flex.
Yes.
But depending on how you're financed and every library system will be a little different for what they charge. It's not consistent.
Okay, are we set in the ballpark of these other libraries?
We're set for what we do here for our purposes.
I mean, what would it cost if I want my kid to go to Imagine on in Charlotte?
It used to be $45.
Okay, so we're not pricing. Okay.
No,
okay.
It's not priced yet.
Okay. I can tell you that Greenville County is 46, Spartanburg is 35, Georgetown is, Chester is 25. So we're in line, I think.
Okay, that's the question.
Yep, that's good.
Also in here it says patrons may have up to 10 active holds at one time. What was the previous policy?
I thought it was 10.
Was it 10?
Yeah, it was
10.
Yeah.
So it's no change?
No.
They kept cutting me off at 10 here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, that one passes. Susan, you're up.
Okay. I move that the board approve the updated library card policy.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
I'll second that.
Second.
Somebody seconded it. Who was it?
Okay.
All right. Any discussion?
I guess I'm the only one to ask questions. Under item number one, York County Library Card says out of county college students with proper college ID. That doesn't mean the college has to be in York County, right? It could be anywhere, any college. University of Wisconsin, or
You know what? I'll be honest. I don't think I saw this. I think it just should say, you know, what this means is if you don't live in York County but you attend school here, you can get a library card for free.
It doesn't actually say that.
So, yeah, I'm noticing that now.
So it would be a York County college.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll change that language.
All right.
Thanks for pointing that out.
And it also appears item 4.4.
Right.
So you have to change it there, too.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It does say college located in York County.
So maybe we'll...
Okay, so do we need to make the...
We need an amended motion to change that language.
Okay.
So, Terry, are you making the motion to amend?
Yeah, on the first reference.
All right.
Okay. Not the 4.4.
Do we have a second?
Okay, so his amendment is to 1.1.
Yes.
1.1,
right.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion on the amendment?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so now we go back to the original motion.
Under 4.5, mm-hmm. cards for minors ages 0 to 17, pretty clear, I think, what it says. The question I've got is how this differs from what the current policy is, basically.
It is that the ages dictate the where they can check out the book. So in order to, if you are 0 to 12, you get a card that says you just check out juvenile books. If you're a teen, you get a card that says you can borrow both juvenile and teen books.
Right.
And then the third option is if your parent wants you to have access to all of them.
Okay. How does that differ from current policy?
The current cards have no limitations.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The current cards is going to have a limitation. A juvenile can go to the adult section, use that card to take out a book.
Right now?
Right now.
And is that a problem?
I think for some parents it is, and I think that this... The point of this part was that parents can choose which cards they want their children to have. Mm-hmm. So that parents are saying, you know, I don't want my children reading this, then take responsibility and limit your card, what the cards say. Pick the card that limits the child to what you want them to read. If you want your child to be able to pick out any part of the library, then you have that right too. I think this is just giving parents the right to choose. I think a lot of people didn't understand that a child's card meant you could go anywhere, or a juvenile card, that there were no restrictions.
Okay.
I didn't until we talked about it.
Do we know whether there's been any specific problems where a parent has come to us and said, this child has a book that I didn't want them to read? Can we name a person that had that problem?
I can, a former board member.
Yeah. I don't know of anybody, but I think
that's been a couple years.
At the library, at our meetings, saying that they want books here, there, and other places. And to me, this is a way of being proactive.
Right. I'm aware of what people have said. I'm just not aware of where the problem has been that we're trying to fix. Let me ask Julie a question. Mm-hmm. This policy is drafted fairly consistent with library systems elsewhere?
In Charlotte, they do it this way.
They do it this way in Charlotte?
Yeah. I think Anderson is doing this now.
I have something
to show. Does Charlotte?
Yeah.
Does Charleston?
I think Charlotte does it. In Greenville, they do 0 through 4, 5 to 17. In Spartanburg, they do, it doesn't say now. But I know Anderson does something very similar to this as well.
Do we anticipate that this will add any burden to our staff and administering it? Does it make it more difficult for them to do their job?
I think what we have to figure out is how we implement this with people who already have cards. That's going to be, I don't have an answer for you right now.
Our policy is now people have to have their card renewed every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So we could do it that way.
I would suggest that this policy will affect when these cards are renewed. In other words, for some people, it would be up to 2 years. Most people will be sooner than that. Mm-hmm. But it would remove a big headache from our staff of having to ferret through all of these cards and then notifying the parents that they've got to come in and sign a piece of paper.
And we could do like a marketing campaign where the parent is aware that they have the choice, and yet the other prong would be as renewal. And of course, we would start with new cards.
That was my thinking, is that you as the staff would be able to figure out, and then would just make sure that the parents know that they can come in and change it now or at renewal. But if we need to put that in the policy, that's fine.
I don't think we need to put it in the policy as long as we have an understanding and it's in our minutes that this is what the intention is.
So we don't need to amend anything. I will just have in there that Julie, because we have a renewal every 2 years, you will market to parents. They can do this ahead of time. Otherwise, it will come up in 2 years as they're renewing their card.
That's right. That'll be communicated with new cards. That's how we handle it.
So right now, a minor cannot come in and get a library card without parents' permission.
Right, always. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed. All right, Susan, you did a tremendous job with that. Thank you. Your other committee members bailed on you, but you pulled them through, and we'll let them know that you pulled them through. Pam, the floor is yours.
Is the sound turned up on the TV itself?
It should come on the sound bar.
Oh. Oh. Is it the Dolby Atmos? Is that the one?
No,
I can hear her. She's just quiet.
Well, Melissa, we will try it, and then if we have difficulties, we will keep troubleshooting. But I'm going to turn this over to you.
Okay. Am I just on the laptop, or
no? We can see you.
On the big screen?
I'm projecting you on the big screen as well.
Can you read that, Terry?
Oh,
yeah. I
don't
use Zoom very often, so I'm not confident in it.
Read the third line, Terry.
Okay. Well, thank you all for having me. I'm glad to
training, but we'll keep going.
Okay, I'll try to project it out loud. Prepared in accordance with GAAP. Management still takes responsibility for
Okay. Are there any questions?
Just for the minutes, I do have one. You mentioned a new accounting standard related to something about 5 minutes in. What was that word that you used?
GASB.
Say it again.
GASB, G-A-S-B.
G-A-S-B.
What was that number, Melissa?
GASB 101.
So that's the government accounting standards board. They issue new standards on how you should account for things, how you should report things in your financial statements. This is about your compensated absences, so that would be your accrued time off or sick leave if you had that.
And it didn't really apply to
no impact.
Okay, any other questions? Thank you so much, Melissa. And Pam, you did an exceptional job. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
She's good.
Yeah, okay.
She's last name.
Dixon.
D-I-X-O-N. D-I-X-O-N.
Okay, so... the audit is nothing that we have to vote on or anything like that. We just listen to it, and thankfully it was a very good, clean audit. That's wonderful. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all for coming.
Susan made the motion. I kept thinking Terry said, I got a few questions.
I think everybody was waiting on that. What are you saying about
you see, less and less people will be showing up now, man. No speakers. Kenny?
That's amazing.